Penn Entertainment leads gaming industry in DAE recognition. Penn Entertainment has claimed the top position in the latest All Index report from the All in Diversity Project, an annual survey assessing diversity, equity, and inclusion, DAE, efforts across various industries, including gaming. Gaming companies strengthen performance with DAE commitment. The All in Diversity Project, a nonprofit dedicated to enhancing DAE in the global gaming sector, conducts the All Index survey to evaluate corporate policies and initiatives. Participating companies receive a score between 1 and 100, which helps them assess their current standing and plan future improvements. This year's report goes beyond rankings and contains insights into the successful practices and policies implemented by leading firms. Penn Entertainment, the largest regional casino operator in the U.S., outperformed key competitors such as Entain and International Game Technology, IGT, which secured second and third place, respectively. Last year's rankings differed significantly, with Aristocrat at the top, followed by Betson, Kindred, and IGT. Despite recent political pressures, DAE remains an important factor for gaming companies. Research suggests that organizations with diverse teams are more innovative and perform better overall. Firms that prioritize inclusivity are also seen as more resilient in challenging market conditions. Gaming Industry's DAE report expands to reflect market trends. This year, the All Index report has adopted a broader perspective by incorporating input from government regulators, smaller companies, freelance professionals, and non-gaming organizations. This expansion has resulted in a more comprehensive overview of industry DAE standards while maintaining the existing scoring framework. One of the key takeaways from this year's findings is the regional variations in DAE strategies. The report identified significant differences in how diversity initiatives are implemented in the United States, the United Kingdom, and other global markets. These distinctions have prompted the All in Diversity Project to advocate for more localized DAE metrics and language tailored to specific workforce trends. Related, HR veteran Cooley joins FanDuel as Chief People Officer. Despite advancements in diversity efforts within the gaming sector, DAE programs are facing increased challenges in the broader corporate landscape. Prominent companies such as Amazon, McDonald's, and Meta have scaled back their DAE initiatives due to financial and political pressures. Nonetheless, Penn Entertainment's leadership in the area reinforces the value of inclusive workplace strategies in today's business world.